Grand Marais City Mayor Sue Hakes said she had hoped to go into 2010 without a raise in taxes. On allotments of $31,000 to the city's local government aid this year and further possible cuts next summer, however, have made a 3% levy increase necessary. The city adopted an $802,657.38 levy at its Wednesday meeting, which amounts to an additional $23,000 spread across the city's tax base. Councilors also discussed committing some of a $46,700 unused fund toward capital priorities they identified at the beginning of the year. Among those priorities are a joint maintenance facility, Safe Harbor and Marina, and other capital improvements. While Governor Tim Pawlenty this week promised no more cuts to this year's LGA, he made no promises for 2010. This worries Mayor Hakes.
But he did warn that LGA for 2010 is on the table. I guess my take on it is I would like to allocate the unallocated portion of our current budget, the 46.7, to council priorities, with the understanding that if we do get the LGA cut or we need to revisit where that money is spent at some point during the year, that we would have that. I am nervous about an LGA cut for 2010. I think it's inevitable they're going to take some.
Councilor Tim Kennedy wondered if it was possible the governor might unallot all of the city's $96,400 payment for 2010. City Administrator Mike Roth said he thought the legislature wouldn't allow that.
I think we should count on some of that $96,000 not getting here.
Over the summer, councilors met with city department heads to trim budgets in response to the governor's 2009 unallotments. Indications are that no further decisions on cuts will be made before the end of the upcoming legislative session. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.